All right, we're just finishing up. That was Zoo and Aluna George. That was Automatic on 89.1 KHOL. And all night I've been promising a special guest coming into the studio. This is hip-hop legend right here. Somebody I've been listening to for a long time, and you know what? We don't get a lot of hip-hop here in Jackson, so when we get something good in here to something, you know, you just get very excited. We got Murr sitting here. We got the living legend right in front of us.
Jackson. What up, though, Jackson? How you doing?
Oh, yeah. You're back for the second time. We saw you here last year throwing down at the Town Square Tavern. It's great to see you back around the way.
Happy to be here, man. Happy to be here. Been looking forward to it.
All right. You got a crew of people coming, you too, the Have a Nice Life tour, right?
Yeah. We got Noah James. We got Red Pill. We have King Fantastic and various other members that will be selling t-shirts and drinking beer.
All right. Just the whole crew taking care of business out
there,
huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. We were talking earlier. Beautiful day to come driving into the valley, you know.
Amen.
Breathtaking.
Yeah.
Our new roommate just moved in from Portland. He said he hasn't seen a sky so blue. You know, the contrast. You know, it's just one of those days make you feel good to be alive and, you know, good to hear some hip-hop and all of that good stuff. So
yeah, man. I hope everybody comes down and checks us out. It'll be fun.
Rock and roll. What do you guys got in store for us tonight? Tell us about the Have a Nice Life Tour 2015.
Man, we got this kid, Noah James, who's about 400 pounds and 6'3".
Oh, wow.
So you don't see a guy that size rapping every day, and he does a really high energy show, contrary to his physical stature. And then we have my friend King Fantastic, also known as Reese, Killer Reese. And he's an interesting, very, very, I don't even know. If you can say extreme gangster rap, it would kind of be something like that.
All right.
But over more like drum and bass ambient music. So it's something you've never heard.
I heard some synthesizer type beats in there,
yeah,
too.
West
and I like
Coast
that
synthesizer
style.
Beach bum gangster music is what he calls it.
I throw a hashtag in front of that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
And then we have Red Pill, who's on a label called Mellow Music Group, which is kind of in the vein of the Def Jux and Rhymesayers.
Oh, we know Odyssey around here, man.
Yeah, Odyssey's label mate. And he's out of Detroit, and he's extremely talented, and he does a great show. It's definitely four very different vibes, and then I come on and try to do my thing after all that talent.
You just gotta, hey, you know, let them build it up and you just come and tear it down, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
All right, man. Well, I was taking a look at the schedule. You know, you guys are coming down from Missoula, you're going into Boulder, Aspen, and then I see you guys going into the big cities after that. What's the different feel from doing a small little mountain town like this than going into a big thing? What do you guys kind of expect? Is it just kind of an open book, or like, tell me about it?
Yeah, man, you can't call it. You can never call it, because Missoula was way different than Boise, and people would assume, I'm from Los Angeles, you would assume, okay, just a small Midwest-y kind of town.
And
Boise is very different from Missoula, and Jackson is very different from Missoula and Boise.
Oh, I've spent time in all three good towns for their own little perspective. They got their own flavor there. Boise's a little hipster town. Missoula's like a big Jackson to me. I've spent a lot of time there. And, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff, some good beer to drink there too.
Yes. So we enjoyed that. And yeah, you gotta take it as it comes. Like I said, it is an open book. So Jackson, I really don't, it was just one time, so I don't really have a feel for it. I can't tell what it's all about, but I enjoyed it and I was looking forward to coming back. And I made it a point to tell my agent to make sure that we come back.
Definitely. Well, I'm glad you guys did. Like you're saying, we always love some good hip hop. Sometimes it's few and far in between, but when we can get it, you know, I just go crazy over the hip hop when it comes in town and all of that good stuff. So, Have a Nice Life Tour. It's coming. You dropped the album. Was it back in May, right?
Yep, exactly. May something. I don't know, May 17th, I believe.
Hey, May's a good month there. Tell us about the album. You know, I mean, you've made so many here. Tell us a little bit about Have a Nice Life.
Have a Nice Life is my debut solo record on Strange Music, which is Tech N9ne's label. And it was, you know, something I wanted to kind of let the Strange, they have their own built-in, some say cultish fan base, and I'm not much like Tech N9ne musically at all. So
you know, hey, I know Tech N9ne also too. You know, I like the mix that you're going with. You know, you got a little different flavor. It's got it all.
Yeah. So I definitely wanted to do something. It's a pretty introspective record. You know, lots of things discussed: peace, love, marriage, rap, skateboarding. You know, just my life.
Most definitely.
Kind of try to give all of me out there. To the Strange fan base and to the world, for those who aren't familiar. And it was produced by my friend Jesse Shackin mostly. And he did Chandelier for Sia. We started out together. We went to high school together and we started rapping and producing together. And then he kind of when we went our separate ways, and he ended up doing a lot of bigger pop things, Kelly Clarkson. And
oh, wow.
So this was like an opportunity for him to kind of return to his roots and for us to catch up. And he was getting married at the time. And, you know, we're just for two friends that have been making music together since they were teenagers, kind of reconnecting. So musically, that's what, but it's definitely a bigger, more poppy sound, but his roots are like Wu-Tang and Pete Rock like me. So it was kind of him trying to come back to that and me trying to get a bigger sound. So we kind of met halfway. And
oh, I mean, you got to infuse all of that together, take what you guys learned together, and then as you're separate and, you know, see what it comes out on the album on all of that stuff.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool there. You know what? I was looking back, you know, you started making albums like 93 is kind of right on the area when you started, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Give or take or like that. Yeah, you know, you know what? That was like my era. You know, when I was maybe like 9-10 years old around that time, and you know, I was loving, you know, Dr. Dre's coming out, you know, I was listening to a lot of Eazy-E. Eazy-E was my man back in the day.
Yes.
But I love, you know, that was such the sound, and especially since, you know, like Straight Outta Compton's come out, Dr. Dre's released a new thing and all of that. Growing up in that era, you know, you've kind of come with a completely different vibe of what everything was going on around there. Like, how did that all kind of come together? You know, I know you skateboarded a lot, all of that. How does that all kind of come about, you know, going through that type of environment at the time?
Yeah, I just wanted to escape and get out, man. So I read a lot of comic books and did things to take my mind off of what was happening in my neighborhood. And I felt like, out of respect, you know, when Eazy-E and Dr. Dre came out, as you can see in the movie, people thought they were crazy to talk about the stuff they were talking about. Nobody, it was nobody wants to hear that. And
right.
My mom would tell me nobody wants to hear that. It's never going to be. So for me to come behind them and tell the same story to me would be like disrespectful, like not appreciate, you know, not like celebrating their legacy and like honoring what they did.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they were about setting the standard, saying something different. Now everybody's taking advantage of it and riding their coattails for the past. Everything is be this, N-word this, blah, blah, blah.
I'll
kill you this. And I'm like, well, that's not kind of what they were doing that for. They were just doing something that hadn't been done. And now for 20 years, everybody's just been repeating and rehashing the NWA songs. And I felt like I come from that and I can tell that story just as well as you. But out of respect, because I was an Eazy-E fan, out of respect for him and Ice Cube and Dr. Dre, I want to do something different and push a new line.
You know, and find your like own unique self into it, and you know, within all of that. And I think that's one thing I've always taken out of your music. It's all about being kind of like the true individual, finding what makes your passion and all of that stuff.
Exactly.
You know, and I don't know, finding the consciousness you need to kind of get in just to be the best person that you can and all that.
Yeah.
You know, kind of going from there. So I really dig it, you know, and even with, I don't know, hip hop today, what would you say the state of hip hop is right now? What are you listening to? What's your thought about it? You know, it's come a long way with it, you know, and since those times, and I don't know, what do you feel about hip hop?
Man, I think it's doing great things, and it's interesting. We talk a lot about rap music, but you know, like all the other elements of like graffiti and b-boying and DJing, like everyone is kind of separated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Rappers just rap. There's no DJs and dancers anymore. And then dancers, you know, the Jabberwockies who do, you know, things that are based on hip hop dance and breakdancing.
Most definitely.
They're on Vegas
B-boys,
doing their
all
thing.
Of that, yeah.
And they have So You Think You Can Dance, and that's going crazy. And then graffiti artists are, you know, Shepherd Fairey is more hip hop graffiti inspired, and he's doing things with the president, and it's like, wow. And then DJs, you know, Z-Trip is playing Vegas for
Z-Trip, man,
thousands
yeah.
of people a night. And so every element is like gone on to do great, huge. And of course, rap is a huge art form that they said wouldn't last. So it's like, it's amazing to see how hip hop has grown and the different shades. And now even with rap music, it's kind of, it's expanding with the Kendrick Lamars and J. Cole's and Macklemore's. It's kind of becoming a little more wide open of what people think rap should sound like.
Wide open and taken in so many different directions that, I don't know, more people can relate to it, you know, and like kind of going back to finding your individuality, because, you know, at sometimes, you know, like you do hear some stuff and you just hear the same things over and over again. And at the end of the day, that isn't the lifestyle that everybody can relate to and all of that. And just finding, you know, the little bits and pieces, you know, that's why, you know, like Metal Music Group, like a lot of the guys on that label, you know, I don't know, Odyssey, somebody a little more to relate to than somebody more that's talking into the club or talking about tools or this and that, you know. But I don't know, I love where it's at right now. I think it's been an amazing year for hip hop. A lot of good stuff, you know, what Kendrick Lamar is doing. Seeing even like Dr. Dre and Public Enemy come back out with some new albums and all of that stuff.
I really like Public Enemy's new album.
You know, I like that a lot. You know, The Earth Is In and a lot of that stuff. You know, we've been pumping that a lot here at KHOL and all of that.
Oh, that's
you know?
Awesome.
So, hey, you know, trying to get everything around and all of that stuff. But let's play a little bit of music. I got got a couple songs. Let's start with Okie Dog.
Okay.
That's one, you know, like first time I heard it, that thing just jumped right out to me. I like it. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's a song about a real guy in my neighborhood. And like you're saying, he just strove to be an individual within our community, which was dominated by gangbangers and black on black violence. And he was very, very, very good fighter. And he would do the craziest things, like, you know, he cut himself a mohawk and just to provoke people to say something.
The all white pro wings.
And all white pro wings with pink and green strings. And he would go out on Crenshaw where there's all these lowriders and gangsters and people make fun of him. And he would just do it to entice them to fight. And, you know, being me, he encouraged me to be like, he didn't have to be a gang to be tough and be respected. Like, people started to just leave him alone wherever he went. And it wasn't about fighting as much as just he pushed the limit so far. So we all had room when we went out to like, oh, he's with Okie Dog. Just leave that guy. Leave him all alone because he's crazy.
All right.
And, you know, we were able to exist without conforming to the Crips or the Bloods or anything. We just kind of, you know, we were who we were, and he was who he was. And he is unfortunately in jail for being as crazy as he was. But, you know, he got to hear the song. They have cell phones there, apparently, and he's seen the video. And he's so happy because the crazy stories, the stories in the song are true. Mm-hmm. But people, of course, everyone in jail has these amazing tough guy stories. So he's been telling the stories, but no one like really believed him. And then they heard the song. They're like, oh, wow.
Hell yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, listen to the song. I had to shuffle through to make sure I had the clean version of
Please
it there
do.
And everything. Yeah, make sure that's right. But we got a track off the new album, Have a Nice Life. This is MERS with Okie Dog on 89.1 KHOL.
Once upon a time there was a one-man gang who never ran from anyone or sold cocaine. OGs in the city all knew his name. So here's a little story about the gang that he claimed. The hottest guy I know, he from Okie Dog crib. When he get up out the pen, better hope he don't trip. Teriyaki up pastrami, he was always in some beef. A legend to this day, they talk about him in the streets. It's not a real hood, it's something that he made up to piss gangbangers off, cause he never gave a f**k. He wore white pro wings with pink and green strings and dare anybody on the shore to say a thing. Seen him knock a lot of dudes out with one swing. By his side, he always kept the baddest bitch you ever seen. Made his first million by the age of 17, running credit card scams, never touched a triple beam. He was the king, everybody tried to trip on him. They would get confused when he Okie Dog crip on him. Most of the time, they would just start laughing, but they all got knocked out quick just for asking. Where you from, homie? Where you from?
What?
Where you from, homie? Where you from?
What?
Where you from, homie? Where you from? Okie Dog crip, and y'all don't want none.
Yeah.
Where you from, homie? Knocked a nigga out and he broke his own fist like this. In LA, you get hit up every day. The homie had to come up with something different to say. He like, no matter what I say, they gon' always wanna fight. I'd rather get into it over something that I like. And the one thing I love in this world above all is the teriyaki burger that they make at Okie Dog. All he needed was a cause that he could get behind. He was always down the squad cause he won every time. Ever since we was little, he could fight very well. Seen him whoop a grown man and we was only 12. Kept to himself unless they bothered him first. But like I was saying at the top of this verse, he busted up his hand on the his head, all because he walked up to my homeboy and said,
where you from, homie? Where you from?
What?
Where you from, homie? Where you from?
What?
Where you from, homie? Where you from? Okie Dog crib and y'all don't want none.
Yeah.
Where you from, homie? Where you from?
What?
Where you from, homie? Where you from?
What?
Where you from, homie? Where you from?
What?
Okie Dog crib and y'all don't want none.
The hardest guy I know, he from Okie Dog crib. He pulled out a chopper, told me focusing on this. This can make a man brave, this can make a man a slave. And once you pull it out, ain't too many standing in your way. Trigger in your hand, you gotta understand. A lot of men use arms cause they ain't got hands. The shooter is respected much less than the gladiator. If you kill a nigga, then his homies gon' get at you later. You square up, win some, lose some. I'd even say the day like John Witherspoon's son. Homies almost out after 8 to 10 years. But I'ma say something that he might hate to hear. Look, now that I'm a grown man, 30-something years, and I'm out here trying to throw hands, it's green light for me to blast some f***er. So you better think twice before you ask f***er.
Where you from, homie? Where you from?
What?
Where you from, homie? Where you from?
What?
Where you from, homie? Where you from?
Okie Dog crib and y'all don't want none.
and I'm grateful. I could never be so hateful. I got some cute kids and a woman who was faithful. Food up on my table, my bank account is stable. Royalty check, Strange Music is the label. Music on point, so now your boy is able to be broadcast on your satellite and cable. Radio friendly, the phrase used to offend me, but now I'm getting spins cause I knew I had it in me. Industry on envy, my foes wanna friend me. Money saying spend me, the homies saying give me, and I would still be rapping if I never made a penny. Believe it when I say it, when I say it, make it real. If I could do it all over, I would still take the deal for that type of opportunity. A lot of kids would kill, but I would never murder. I would much rather yield. I don't wanna rule the realm, I just wanna ride the storm and let God take the helm. Tell my sons to be better than they old man was, and pray to get to do the things an old man does. I don't wanna hide my gray, I don't wanna dye my hair, cause a lot of my homies died before they got there. I carry on the legacy, I only go to set us free and drop another classic after 30 years of pregnancy. Classic is creation, all creation is a classic, especially in the track is tuned in to the master being love. And love being light, and everyone's got opinions. We all love being right, and we love what we learn, making wrong turns in life. I earn what I earn, I ain't concerned with the hype. Fight with an open heart, love with an open mind. You gotta trust that you know where to start and where to draw the line. And when it's showtime, make peace with it. Never worry about the perfect life, let the priest live it. Give it time, let it work itself out. Meditate on the better things, never dwell in self-doubt. Sitting here waiting on you because if love brought us up, what's hating gonna do? So you should hate a few and try to love many more, and always let karma settle any score.
Dear Heavenly Father, today was placed in my heart to ask a special prayer for our son, that his talent that you gave him on this new album allows him to let his light shine to the ends of the earth.
The most to those who need the least. You didn't speak up when they held me down, so you should keep your mouth shut while I hold the crown. And if you held me down when I was downtrodden, you'll always be around, you'll never be forgotten. I put the fame last and I made God first, cause that's how my brother said relationships should work. Working overtime cause I'm hoping over time that my work will be respected and the world will know that I'm the California kid that went and did the impossible. The coast crowned me king cause I conquered every obstacle.
What's up, little Negro? Hey, go on, man. Take that, man. Do your damn thing, man. Straight music, man. I'm proud of you, man.
All right, we just did a little double dose of MERS. We had Okie Dog, and then we have a nice life. We got the man, the myth, the legend sitting right in front of us right now, and I'm trying to tell him about Jackson Hole, so one day, who knows, see him living around here and, you know, being like the house MC that we get to go see every single week, something along that line, you know. Come up here just for a week or two and just do a little, you know, couple night shows or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I want to start a hip-hop cover band eventually, so.
Hey, you know, come up in here and get wild, man. It's some good stuff. So, yeah, you guys are hitting the tour hard. You know, you're like we were talking about earlier, you're off to Boulder, Aspen, man. You guys are going through till around the holidays and all of that stuff. How do you deal with the tour like that? You know, you've been around for a while. Is it something you're used to, or is it?
Yeah, man, this would be my 16th U.S. tour. So this is all I know. I have a son that my wife and I, or my ex-wife, we adopted. So, but I don't know how to miss anyone because I've never. Like, I've always, this is just normal. I've been touring longer than I've not been touring now. And so this is just my life. And it's, you know, it's welcome. It's fun, man. You get to meet great people and do things. When I'm not doing this anymore, it's going to be hard to deal with.
Just going to be like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Where were you at when you're just like, when you knew this is what you want to do, or the point came when like, yeah, I can do this. Like when you were like young, becoming an MC, kind of coming up with it. Like, tell me about that.
I had no idea. I always quote this interview that Bob Marley had once. And they asked him how long he's been a Rasta.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he found Rastafari about what I think 20 years old or something.
Oh yeah. The magic.
Yeah. And so then he's like, but he was like, I've been a Rasta ever since. And it's just like, he was becoming it even when he wasn't. And I felt like that's how it was for me. Like ever since, like and I guess the, I guess now looking in retrospect, I see there was a time, like, I love my mother more than anything. I'm a single parent kid. And there was a time when she was like, either, you know, I'd do anything for my mom. I fought
most
over
definitely, them, you most know, definitely.
Fought people for making fun of her, all the juvenile things.
Oh, yeah, nobody
things,
makes to, fun of your mom. Yeah, no,
but,
no.
But even to, you know, like, you know, having her back in really serious situations. And we got to the point when I was about 15 and she said, if you're going to keep rapping and doing this music, you're going to have to leave my house. And it wasn't even a second thought. I didn't have a choice. It was like, oh, well,
I mean, if that's a choice, if that's what it's
I didn't. And now I look back and I never even remember making a conscious decision. It was just like, that's, you know, it's like you put a dam in front of water and it flows the opposite way. And that's just always what it was. So when people ask me, like, how do you become a musician? I was like, if it's a choice for you, it's probably not a choice. It's probably not the thing you should be doing.
You know, like you're saying, Bob Marley, you know, even on the path as you're going through, it's like attracting it to you. Then all of a sudden, just like, boom, there you are going for it. Amazing story. You know, I mean, it's great to hear someone for the, where they come from and so many years down the line, 16 tours, how many albums, all of that stuff, you know, I want to thank you so much for coming into the studio. It's truly been a pleasure interviewing you.
Yeah, I had a great time. Thank you so much, and I'll see you tonight, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll get down tonight. So, we got Murs. He's throwing down at the Town Square Tavern. You know, give Jackson a little shout. Tell him what they're going to get tonight.
Jackson, you are going to get the most amazing hip-hop tour that's out right now. There are a lot of other people out, and I love them, and I respect them, but they're not going to do as great a job as we are. We're going to drink whiskey with you. We're going to have beers with you, and we're going to entertain you and tell you unique stories. And I guarantee you'll never see a more eclectic representation of hip-hop culture than you will tonight.
All right.
Let's have fun.
Let's do it. All right. Like I said, Murs, Town Square Tavern, the Have a Nice Life Tour 2015. Getting a little far myself, stuttering there a little bit. But thank you again for coming in. It's a pleasure. I'm going to see you a little bit later. I'm jumping up and down, going crazy, man. Thank you for coming in.
Is that me or you? Or we're both going to? I'm going to definitely be jumping up and down, going crazy.
I'm
going to
be right there with you. I'm going to be in front row, man. We'll be getting down doing this here, man. Hell yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. This is Murs kicking it here at 89.1 KHOL. We're going to get into an old school remix. We're going to get down with some Loonies. I got five on it on 89.1 KHOL. That's Spice One on that track. Oh my gosh. All right. Thank you so much for cruising in, Murs. And we're getting down soon. Thank you.
Thank you.